The first flight of the Gloucester Whittle E-28, which I think can fairly be described as the first successful turbojet aeroplane, took place at Cranwell on May the 15th, 1941. It was all very secret. Security police were posted near the hangar where we had the aircraft, and nobody was allowed to approach that hangar unless they had a special pass. But however careful we were, we couldn't prevent people from seeing what was going on. Of course, all the RAF personnel at Cranwell took a very lively interest in the proceedings, and there were some diverting stories. One officer was overheard asking another one, "How the hell does that thing work, John?" And he very airily replied, "Oh, it's easy, old boy. It just sucks itself along like a vacuum cleaner." I was there, of course. It was in the evening, about 20 minutes to 8. The weather had been very bad earlier in the day, and the weather wasn't fit for a test flight of any kind until the evening. And Jerry Sayre, Gloucester's chief test pilot, was the pilot of the aeroplane. At 20 to 8, he took it to the end of the runway, and a group of us went along in cars to about 400 yards from the end of the runway. And then he took off, lifting after about a run of 600 yards, and then continued flying for 17 minutes. He was out of sight for quite a part of the time because he disappeared behind cloud banks. When he did come into land, we could see that he was had gained a lot of confidence in the aeroplane because he did a number of gliding turns, which those of us who were pilots knew must mean that he felt at home in it. He made a perfect landing at the far end of the runway and then taxied up to us and gave us a thumbs up signal.